Matt, go on this side here.
The ladder and the hose are the essential tools of any fire department.
Use the handrails to go on up there.
I'm at Capital City Fire and Rescue's Hagevik Training Center, and I'm taking part in Fire Ops 101.
Keep on climbing.
All right.
I'm just going to...
A day-long event recently organized by CCFR and the International Firefighters Association.
Right here on this?
All right.
Big last step, and then walk towards me.
And there's not a lot of maneuvering room up here.
No, there really isn't. Now, imagine three people on air packs here.
My shadow, career firefighter Eric Goldsbury, and I are climbing a truck-mounted ladder.
What's the full extension on this ladder?
This is a 75-foot ladder. Downtown, we got a 100-footer.
I'm being introduced to the very basics of firefighting.
Way on.
We're both wearing full turnout gear, plus air packs and regulators that firefighters wear as they enter a smoky building.
It's 1 foot in front of the other, basically.
Okay.
I'm
on. Hands and feet, hold on to the rungs.
Okay.
I'm loaded with 60 pounds of gear for this climb.
Very secure ladder, isn't it?
Well, at least it's got the rubber grips on it.
Yep.
I'm probably doing it wrong. I'm gripping the side rails instead of the rubber-covered rungs.
We test these every year.
Got a little bit of galloping Gertie motion going on here.
The ladder sways and bounces very slightly with each step.
It's incredible how secure it is.
I've got to be careful and watch my feet. The ladder segments overlap in places. After a short climb up four stories, a step down, and then off the roof parapet.
I can do that if you want. So what we're going to have you do is step onto here.
Okay.
Sit on here, and then step down to this box down here. Or if you can make the step.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Goldsbury walks me over to another side of the roof and points to the Alaska State Trooper post across the street. The ventilation hoods, the masts, and the antennas, they're all hazards, obstacles, and possible soft spots in a collapsing roof.
Where your fuel storage is. You see you got your emergency generator and your fuel tank right next to it. We like to know where all that stuff is so that we can, you know, shut the fuel off if we need to, or know that that could be a potential hazard to catch fire.
He points to the literal key to successful entry of just about every commercial or industrial structure anywhere.
A key box directly to the right to the main entrance in that building. You see it's kind of like a dark brown box with a little orange flash on it. And that's like a master key to the whole building. And we've got a key to it, but nobody else does. We keep it on our fire apparatus. Mm. So we can get into that building really quick, even if it's unoccupied in the middle of the night. Mm. That way we're not doing so much damage to the building.
Yeah.
Back on the ground, Goldsbury shows me how to assist in defensive fire operations with an exposure line.
Let's say bigger fires that we fought, you could have four or five lines like this designated to protect, you know, other exposures from burning down.
A large 2.5 diameter hose is looped on top of itself. When it's pressurized with water, the weight of the loop anchors down the nozzle end. Goldsbury shows me how to sit cross-legged with the nozzle coming up through my legs.
Does this control the spread here?
No, actually, that's what's called a smooth bore tip. There's no adjustments on that. Some of our other nozzles, you can make it either into a fog pattern or you can make it a straight pattern. This is just your basic garden hose nozzle.
Oh, okay.
He tells me to aim for the big tree stump in a nearby field.
The near one or far one?
That biggest one right kind of in the center. See if you can make it happen.
Have to lead the target here with the wind.
Yeah, you got it on there now.
Okay.
Now think about how you're sitting there, and you could be there for hours.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a nice job because you could be the guy who just did entry.
Yeah.
You could have just been through a tank of air. So you come out, you're exhausted. Take the pack off, you get a little bit of recovery, something to drink, kind of a little rest, and then you go back to staging, and the IC says we need an exposure line. You can do that after you've just done that for 20 minutes inside.
And then you can
keep flowing.
Okay.
you could do that. This is a good way to recover, you know, after expending yourself.
Just don't douse the TV cameraman out there getting extra footage.
You look at the bigger fires that we've fought, you know, and some of the bigger ones that I've fought through the years. You remember the Holy Trinity Church fire?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we saved at least one home that should have burnt down, you know, just by doing exposure control like this. And some other houses that were on 4th Street. The embers were falling on the roofs of other houses, so basically we're protecting the roofs of the houses next door.
And that's my brief introduction to ladder and hose work.
Boy, what a bluebird day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, I learn how and why firefighters usually chop into roofs during a structure fire.
Okay, go ahead and shut that down there, bro. Okay, let's go. Ready to get it on.